Hello everyone, I hope you're having a great week so far. Welcome to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast with your host, Hayley Sparks. I am really looking forward to the episode that we have this week with a good friend of mine. We will be talking about the LGBTQ plus community of travellers, and this is going to be a really inspiring educational podcast all about some of the hot destinations for pride around the world, dispelling any myths and just giving support to the community and their allies, talking about cruising and some of our fabulous partners that support the community all year round, and also marriages abroad as well. So there's so much to talk about, so do stay with us because I think you'll find this episode really enlightening. Dale, welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Hi, Hayley. Delighted to be here. Really looking forward to it. An absolute pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so lucky to have you because I know you're currently traveling around the world, working as an independent travel consultant, but you're currently podcasting in from Dubai.
Correct. I am indeed. So, yes, being on my travels, currently becoming a destination expert in certain places around the world. Meanwhile, also supporting all my wonderful customers back in the UK.
Oh, it's brilliant. Well, thank you so much. I know that you have particular expertise when it comes to the LGBTQ plus community. I know that you have customers that you have supported in the past with their holidays, their travel, their plans. And we just think it's a really great topic to share with the listeners. So there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as being a part of an LGBT plus community is you know, a real passion of mine. And actually travel is such a hot topic. The one thing that the community love is to travel. They like to seek new destinations. They love to embrace new cultures. And they also like to celebrate prides, which is massive across the globe. Lots of big celebrations, and actually each year prides seem to get bigger, seem to be celebrated by more, both by the community and all the allies out there. So I think, you know, part of my proposition is to really enhance that expertise to the community, to my customers, to give both destination knowledge and also give some safeguarding knowledge as well, because there are still places across the globe that may not be as easy if you're from the community to travel to. So, I think I've naturally, organically grown both expertise and the community that come and love to book and discuss their travel dreams, ambitions, and places they'd like to go to, but also know that they're going to be safe in doing so.
Yeah, really, really important. And we're just off the back of celebrating Pride Month as well, which has been brilliant. So it's great timing. And as you said, Dale, I completely understand that there are considerations if you're from the community that somebody like myself has had the luxury of never having to think about it. And it is really important, as you say, that the community of travellers, they feel safe, they feel supported, they feel comfortable. So are there any sort of areas of concern that some of your customers have had, or any myths that you've kind of needed to dispel for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a huge difference between maybe the legal constraints of a destination that unfortunately still hasn't quite got to the world that we need to live in, where everyone is fully accepted and embraced. But for instance, here I am in Dubai, and whilst some of the community may fear a place like Dubai or Qatar or somewhere that may not be branded as a destination particularly for an LGBTQ plus person. However, there are certain both guidance and support that we can offer, because these destinations do embrace people from a different cultures and backgrounds. And I suppose it's more of an education for my customers on behavioural for some of these destinations. The Maldives, for instance, is a really great, you know, I get asked the question all the time, is it really safe to go to Maldives? Now, maybe, you know, as you go to a destination, as you go through the airport, it may be a little bit more of a daunting experience. But actually, when you get into that wonderful, wonderful resort, you know, the staff, the clients, the destination will be just so heartwarming and welcoming to for customers and clients, whatever their sexual orientation is. So I think it is just about that education piece. And, you know, I have had customers that have been a little bit fearful around going via when they're doing an indirect flight, maybe into a country that, again, may not be as embracing to the community. So it's just really giving that reassurance, that guidance. By all means, I wouldn't, you know, push a destination or push a certain route for a client. But I think once they've had a chat, once I've given that reassurance that I've traveled here myself, I can really give them the full, honest background and culture about traveling to these destinations. It really does put the mind at rest. And really, you know, I want people to experience the destinations that are out there, because there are so many to go on those bucket lists.
Yeah, of course. And I think being able to get your help and support as somebody that's been there in person, and that firsthand experience, I'm sure, is incredibly valuable. Because the most important thing is that whoever you are when you're planning your holiday, you want to have that peace of mind. You want to be excited about it. And if you have got any concerns in the back of your mind, you don't want that to kind of impact the positive experience that we want all of our customers to feel when they're going on their holiday. We all deserve to have a wonderful, peaceful, stress-free experience. So that education piece, that help, that support, I'm sure will go a long way. So let's talk about the destinations that really are going to embrace the community. I know we've spoken about Pride. I've been lucky enough to celebrate Pride in Amsterdam, and it was a really wonderful, colourful, heartwarming experience. I absolutely loved it. But there's so many destinations that we can really talk about where we know in particular really will embrace the LGBTQ plus community.
Prides really do happen all around the year and all around the globe, right through from the beginning to the end. But I thought, yeah, let's chat just a few great destinations that really do embrace the LGBTQ plus community. So I thought we'd start in Sydney, the biggest pride celebration across the globe. They really do pride themselves on this, literally. It's over a 3-week celebration period. And, you know, there is such a great, vibrant community out there, and they really do embrace travellers from all around the globe. Sydney's not just a pride destination, though. You know, Australia, big destination, big bucket list for clients and customers, and I do get lots of inquiries. There's a great, really good atmosphere. There are great venues. There is always lots going on for the community in Sydney, and such a great destination. Also, you know, for customers that are wanting to maybe pop over to Melbourne, there's, again, really good, great city, great destination. So I think Australia is definitely number one, and they do have that crown for the biggest pride celebration. But very much in close is Rio de Janeiro, obviously the Rio Carnival. Really, really, again, each year gets bigger and better with huge celebrations. I think the colour alone would be worth just going to celebrate, and such a great destination. South America, a great diverse culture, so much to do and see, so much to build in those itineraries, as well as you know, really enjoying, you know, the carnival theme, the brightness and the colourfulness of the scene. moving over to America, New York. What a great, great city. You know, a city that never sleeps, as we know, and it never sleeps for the LGBT plus Q community either. So much choice, both in shows, in celebrations, in clubbing scene, in bars. Yeah, New York definitely know how to, you know, celebrate in style. Bringing it a little bit closer to home, Gran Canaria, the crown of Europe, has two pride celebrations because they love it so much. They have a summer pride and they have a winter pride. And such a great destination if you don't want a long-haul flight, you know, 4 hours, 4 hours 20 over to Gran Canaria. They have a huge centre, the Yumbo Centre, which is world famous for the community, where there are lots of restaurants, bars, vibrant places to really go out and enjoy your celebrations. A couple of quirky ones that people don't actually think about. So Reykjavik in Iceland, they have a great pride, and it's a destination that probably, when people come to me, well, we don't know what to do, we want more of a city break, we don't want to you know, travel very far. Iceland is such a great place and really close on a flight, and, you know, brings lots of things to do, not just on the scene, but, you know, you can go out and you can do the hot springs, and you can go see the Northern Lights, you know, if you're on a romantic destination with your partner, you know, such a great one, and one that's not really spoken about as much as some of the bigger popular ones. And then Disneyland Paris, what can we say? They had their first magical day, which was a day to embrace the LGBTQ plus community, where they had Mickey and Minnie in drag. And it was such, it was so good. Disney really kind of embraced this. And I hope it's something that they will continue. But again, just something that, you know, some people don't know about. So that's a whistle-stop tour. There's so many I could talk about, as you probably can hear, but that's probably some of my top picks for today.
Oh, that's great. And Iceland, I was actually there myself last year, and I wasn't aware that, how embracive they are, which is great, because as you say, outside of the scene, I definitely recommend a trip to Iceland. It's a glorious place, absolutely stunning scenery, really friendly, lovely people, and a short flight as well. And yeah, the spas over there, the mineral baths, just incredible. So that's a really good one, and it's lovely to hear some different ideas that you say aren't necessarily the ones that automatically spring to mind when we think of the community. So it's great to think of other destinations that might not be the obvious ones, but they could be the little hidden gems for people to add to their list. Now, Dale, we must talk about cruises. You and I both massive cruise fans, and it's great to see so many cruise brands really embracing the community in a big way. So let's start there.
Yeah, again, cruising is such a good safe space for the community. It really is. For those that have never cruised before, most cruise lines have a LGBTQ plus meetup, either a daily meetup or one at the beginning of the cruise. So both, you know, for solo cruisers and for whether you're with a partner or you're with a group, it really is a great, great way to feel both embraced, and, you know, some of the cruise lines are going even further. So, you know, I'll probably talk around Celebrity. They now have some LGBTQ plus sailings. So you need to be part of the community to actually go on some of those sailings out of Fort Lauderdale, which is so great to see, you know, and, you know, get quite a lot of inquiries around that. And Celebrity do a great job of really embracing it. Me and Hayley, we've both been lucky enough to sail Virgin a couple of times together, I think, actually. And what a cruise line, you know, from the drag artists that they have, from the drag shows, from the vibrant red party. And I know they do so much support, you know, at Pride events. They're a big, big, you know, feature at London Pride. But lots of cruise lines, you know, I've mentioned a two there. I could talk about cruise lines. You know, a lot of them really do celebrate and embrace the community. And like I said, the, from meetups through destinations that they sail through, experts. I know Jane was lucky enough to sail with some of the community on a river cruise. So I think it's such a great, great market, especially, you know, for that safe environment and, you know, for the food, the culture and the destinations. Absolutely, cruising is such a great choice, and I'm converting a lot of first-time cruisers to embrace cruising, and I've literally just had a message from Andrew, one of my customers, and him and his partner David have booked another one while I'm bored. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And I can only speak from first-hand experience of our cruises that we've had together on Virgin Voyages. But from the moment you step on, you are, whether you're obviously myself, I'm not from the community, but a big supporter. So whether you're part of the community or not, you're just an ally or friend. From the moment that you step onto the ship, you are fully embraced. If it's a real atmosphere of whoever you are, wherever you're from, it's like a big family. It's everybody's welcome here. And you really get that from the moment you arrive. And I know how much they do support when in terms of recruitment, the crew and the staff, the dancers, the entertainers. They have a lot of staff on board from the community, which again I think is nice to see that representation for the customers, and it's just a brilliant atmosphere, and I can't speak highly enough of Virgin Voyages, because the atmosphere, whoever you are, you feel welcome from the second that you arrive, and that's so lovely. And I think, Dale, people that maybe haven't cruised before might have this sort of myth that cruising can be a bit elitist, a little bit snobby, only for a certain type of passenger or a certain type of, you know, demographic, shall we say. And if you cruise with many of our partners, Virgin especially, that's absolutely not the case. Everybody is all part of a big family, really.
100%. It really is one big family, and people, like I said, those first time cruisers get a huge shock at the experience that they had in their mind to then actually what plays out on board on those ships. And yeah, absolutely. I think one of the highlights, the Scarlet Party on Virgin, has to be one of the best, definite highlights of any cruise that certainly I've sailed so far.
Yeah, and the different age groups as well. I think the friends that you make, the interesting people that you meet, everyone's in a great mood. Everyone kind of wants to chat and befriend everyone. It is a cruise line that attracts a certain type of person, I think. Really friendly ships, I would say. So moving away from cruising, Dale, let's talk about marriages now, because the world, thank goodness, has opened up for the community, and more of our friends you know, looking to get married to their partners in different places around the world, obviously not just in the UK. And is that something that you help customers with as well?
Yes, and it is such a big minefield for customers to work through. So actually, I do, you know, the value of having an independent travel agent for weddings and for blessings, depending on which way your client or customer wants to go down. I just don't think you can put a price on it, Hayley. And I've had lots of customers that said they would have never, ever either thought of that destination, or they would have never gone through with getting married abroad if you're part of the community, because we thought it would be too daunting. So I think the value of an independent travel agent is just to bring that knowledge and expertise, but also ask that question, ask the questions of both the hoteliers, of the venues, in you know, those destinations of choice, to make sure that everything for that very, very special day goes as it should do. I've done weddings in Vegas for the community, which is such a great destination, right down to, you know, I've done Mexico, I've done Cyprus. So it really is around understanding both the real dream destinations that individuals want to get through, want to either have a blessing or a full marriage, and then really understanding which destinations really suit them, and which, again, dispelling some of those myths, you know, sometimes that they, you know, is that something possible? And also on those cruise lines, again, working with cruise lines is a really big one now, which people, you know, from all communities are considering, because everyone stays on the ship together, enjoys together, eats fabulously together, and also get married together. So, yeah, so weddings is a really big one. And I would say if you are considering a wedding and you are from the LGBT plus Q community, reach out to an independent travel agent, because they will be really embracing to make sure that you get everything from the destination, the hotel, the venue, the ceremony or the blessing absolutely right, because we know how important it is.
Yeah, so important. And when I think you found that dream destination, but also the great teams at the resort, because when you find the right match, they go, just from my experience, and Del, I know from working with Not Just Travel on the trips that we've done, we always investigate what the resorts offer for couples, and the teams that they have in these resorts go above and beyond. They really, really do. They're so sophisticated in terms of the planning, the support, and what they actually offer. Also, affordability compared to the UK is a big factor. I think often people wrongly assume that if they have this sort of dream to have a blessing or a marriage in a certain destination, it might be out of budget. But from the research that I've done, I certainly have seen that actually it's the opposite. It can be the opposite. The packages that they put together include so much. When you look at the value for money that you get, often it's much more affordable than something that would be similar in the UK. And of course, you've got the likelihood of nicer weather.
100%. And there are lots of destinations that are really embracing as the world is evolving and changing. You know, more partnerships do want to take that leap, you know, into marriage or a formal blessing. So it's really good to see.
Yeah, it's great to see that there are more options globally for people to choose from. We want everyone to have that choice and to go where their heart really wants to go. So it's brilliant. And Del, before I let you go, we should probably touch upon the travel industry in general. We're lucky enough as part of not just travel, that we have great partnerships across some of the biggest brands in the travel industry. And we have noticed and seen that a lot of these brands are, again, doing sort of taking steps to embrace the community, to support events, to support Pride, which is wonderful to see.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's you know, so heartwarming that some, you know, that from the biggest travel companies to the smaller local independent agents really do get behind the community. You know, really, really big thanks to Jet2, because they're the headline sponsor of Leeds Pride this year, which is very close because it's where I'm from in the part of the world. And the fact that such a big, big brand, who, again, we work closely to, and, you know, who do a great job of providing my customers, you know, great holidays. But it's great that they've taken that leap, and, you know, for such a big brand to sponsor Pride and go out there. And they're not alone, because I know some of the, you know, some of the brands that we've talking about and some of those that we haven't really do get behind it. But it really is heartwarming to see the travel industry really embrace and support and get behind the community.
Yeah, and it's all going in the right direction. Obviously, we all dream of a world and a time where The community can travel wherever they want in the world with complete peace of mind, love and support. And I really, really hope we'll get there. But it's people like yourself, Dale, that can champion, can get behind, can offer that support, that guidance, that reassurance, to make sure that until we live in a perfect world, we know that they can still have an amazing holiday, a really positive experience. They can have the peace of mind and enjoy the experience to the absolute max, which is what we want for absolutely every customer.
No, absolutely. Really, really, definitely do.
Oh, well, Dale, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. You're working, you're traveling around the world to come and share some of your tips, advice, your firsthand experience, how you're helping your customers. I'm sure this episode will inspire, educate and help lots of people. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Hayley. Pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. And thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you need any help and support, please do reach out to the travel consultant that sent you this podcast. Like Dale, they're there to support, help and guide you with their expertise, and they can't wait to help you plan your dream getaway. Thanks for listening. If you could review this podcast, it takes mere seconds and it would really, really help us. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.